This is File 36. This is Jean McMillan interviewing Lisa McAuliffe, Recreation Director for the Town of Salisbury. The time is 9 o'clock. The date is November 28th, 2012. Lisa, may I have your full name?
Lisa Colette McAuliffe.
And how do you spell Colette?
C-O-L-E-T-T-E.
And your birth date, please?
2-20-70.
And your birthplace?
Quincy, Massachusetts.
And your parents' names?
Anne and David.
Do you have any siblings?
Yes, one brother, Russell.
And what is your educational background?
I graduated from Hull High School in 1988 and Springfield College in 1992 with a degree in physical education.
A PE degree, and it's a BS.
Yes, Bachelor's of Science in physical education.
And was it Hull High School or Hull?
Hull, H-U-L-L.
How did you come to this area? And I want the long story.
Camp Sloan brought me to the area in 1992. I was coaching field hockey, and one of my players' dads was on the board of directors, asked me to come to Camp Sloan for a summer job as the girls' athletic director, which then turned into a full-time job as the assistant director of education and training under Mike Beck.
And how did you get this job? And again, I want the long story.
This job. So I need to go, let's see.
You go back to 1998.
Okay. 98.
Volunteer Ambulance Corps?
Oh, right. Sorry. So, in 1998, I had to join, I had to take EMT class for part of my job at Camp Sloan, and which turned into a part-time job at Sharon Hospital in the emergency room. Then I had children starting in 2001. Life got a little crazy at camp and decided to leave the camping world, ended up at Sharon Hospital in the emergency room full-time and going to nursing school. Then Jackie Rice approached me about the recreation director job in Salisbury. She knew Art Wilkinson was retiring. I applied for that job and took that in July of 2005.
Well done. You got all the right answers. What do you actually do? What are your responsibilities?
Basically, I'm responsible for all recreation programs within the town. I work with other recreation directors throughout the region. We plan senior activities, family activities, and what takes the bulk of my time are youth sports in town. Soccer, baseball, basketball, mostly. I'm also responsible for maintaining all of the recreation areas in town and basically just organizing fun and recreation for everyone.
And that brings me to my next question. Do you have one venue or several?
Several.
And they are?
The Town Grove in the summer, where I run swim lessons and kayaking and sailing lessons, swim team, and several other activities. Then in the winter, we offer public skating, and we also offer year-round public swim at Hotchkiss, so I spend quite a bit of time at the Hotchkiss School. Then I spend a lot of time in my office because all of this has to... all that requires a lot of paperwork.
Yes.
And finally, throughout the athletic fields in town and the schools.
Where are the athletic fields in town?
There are athletic fields at Trotta Field, which is on Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury. There's Community Field, which is in the center of Lakeville.
Is that by Patco Station?
Yes. And then there are the fields at Salisbury Central School. There are recreation fields that...
By the upper building.
By the upper building, yes.
You know all the right answers.
Haven't had to make anything up yet.
much. All right, how about new programs?
Let's see. Since I've taken the job, we have created a few new programs. The paddle tennis program is new since 2005 when those courts were built. We offer some adult programs such as sailing and kayaking lessons. We also offer adult basketball. We have expanded our baseball program and had a new field built in 2010. We've also started regional youth lacrosse programs for both boys and girls in grades 1 through 8, which is a great thing, as it's we have a nice connection with both private schools, Salisbury School and Hotchkiss School. We also offer an adult water aerobics class in conjunction with Hotchkiss School.
Soccer or field hockey?
I coach field hockey at the high school, but that is not part of my recreation job. But youth soccer, yes, is a huge part of my job. We have over 150 children participate every fall.
And just to clarify, this DEE program is done by SWASA?
Yes. I had to take this. I'm sorry.
The Salisbury Central Ski Program is run by SWASA?
Correct.
Okay. And how about the hockey for youth? Is that also?
Salisbury Youth Hockey is its own organization, and they run Learn to Skate through Bantams, but that's not part of.
All right. Tell me about the Recreation Committee.
All right.
How many members are on it, and what do they do?
The Recreation Commission is made up of 7 members. Currently, there's 1 member that's appointed by the Board of Education, and then the other 6 are appointed by the First Selectman. Do you need their names?
If you have them.
Okay. Lou Bucherry is currently the chairman. Pat Kelly is the treasurer. Tim Sinclair is the vice chair. Rick Del Pret is on the board. Jennifer Weigel is the Board of Ed representative. And who did I forget? Oh, and Becky Lashane is the secretary. All right, and Becky Lashane is the secretary.
Okay.
And what's the commission do?
Yes, what does the commission do?
The commission, we meet once a month at the town hall, and we discuss, you know, what's going on each month and talk about developing new programs and solving any issues that may have arisen in the last, since we last met. Basically, they're an advisory commission to me.
And the relationship is a good one.
Oh, excellent.
Good. What are some of the future programs or plans that are in the thinking stage?
Sure. I mean, long term, the dream of mine would be to have sort of a centered community recreation area. Right now, everything's kind of spread out in the town. We have the town grove where everyone swims and fishes and kayaks and everything associated with the lake. Then we have baseball fields and soccer fields spread out at different locations through the town. So I'd love to be able to find enough land where we could essentially have all the soccer fields and the tennis courts. And then what I'd really like to do is to have a walking track that would surround that whole area so that, you know, the soccer moms, instead of having to sit and watch soccer practice and have nothing to do, could actually exercise while their kids are participating in soccer or baseball or whatever the activity was that day.
Wonderful. Have we covered your job fairly well?
I think so.
All right. Now we'll go on to what civic activities do you do outside of your job?
Outside of my job. I am the varsity field hockey coach at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, and I'm also a volunteer EMT with Salisbury Ambulance.
Do you have any spare time?
No.
Nope.
You know, they always say, if you want something done, find a busy person. And
yes, we both know that. Do you have anything that you'd like to add to this interview about the community or things that mean a lot to you?
Well, obviously, my family means a lot to me. My husband, Paul, and I met at Camp Sloan, and he is from Australia. And then my two boys, Jack and Colin, are great, and, you know, they make life interesting and fun, and we just enjoy being here. And one of the reasons that Paul and I did buy a house in Salisbury, was the sense of community, and that's really what's most important to me about the town of Salisbury. We have fantastic neighbors, and it's a community that is there and supports each other. It's safe, and we have wonderful schools, so it's a great place to raise a family.
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Lisa, very, very much.
You're welcome. All right.